Ashraf Garda on the National Pulse.
And so the comments come in regarding the death penalty. Mzin Qebecha saying, it was the will of the people that ended the death penalty. It's untrue that we, the people, wanted the death penalty in 1994. This guy must read our freedom struggle history, at least from the 1980s, and ask himself, who did the death penalty kill? Okay, that's one. Let's do this. I want to pick out, and yeah, we are getting responses. Another question mark on the death penalty. In fact, here's a question about punishment.
Ashraf, afternoon. You know, we don't want a deterrent. We want a punishment. There should be a punishment for killing someone. Imagine if you had a family member that has been murdered, and you know that the perpetrator is going to get the same fate. I believe it will help you as a family to move on or to heal from that. So there must be a punishment. Whether it scares people or what, it doesn't matter, but there have to be a punishment for killing someone.
There has to be a punishment. Now, many may agree with you on that. The question is, what form should that punishment take? Let's move on to other things. I'll play some other voice notes and calls and text messages later on. We have this Innovation Hub feature now. By the way, let me remind you of the national awards that were announced early on. We're going to talk about that to the son of Agri Cluster. Remember him? Well, as far as the Innovation Hub goes, now here's the story that's important. According to Cisco's 2024 Cybersecurity Readiness Index, well, what do you think? How many South African companies have ranked at the what is called mature level of readiness? Is it 50%, 30%, 20%? Well, the answer is 5%. Okay, let's understand this. Katlego Ngobeni, penetration tester at Iron Sky. Katlego, good chatting to you. You're on the National Pulse. Hi.
Hi, how are you, sir?
Thank you. So, 5% of South African companies are, what, are they able to withstand a cyber attack? Is that my understanding right?
Yes. So, the mature companies that they are talking about are companies that are taking steps to prevent cyber attacks, as well as should their systems be breached, they also have business continuity plans or incident response where they're able to continue the business or the important processes that were affected by a cyber breach.
Okay, so 5%, I mean, I'm suggesting that should be a cause for alarm, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is, because if you can check, in the past year, cyber attacks have increased by 27%, if I'm not mistaken. So a lot of companies in South Africa are being targeted by cyber criminals. So that is a cause for concern.
Why is that figure so low?
I think people have not really been paying too much attention on cybersecurity. So it's important, especially for companies, to train, because you know what normally happens is that companies would invest a lot of money in systems and tools that would prevent cyber attacks. But what they normally don't do is train staff, because a lot of attacks would originate from phishing or something that is called social engineering, where someone would call and do their research and pretend to be someone you know or from a company you know, and end up giving them credentials or information that they're not supposed to have. So I think as much as companies now realize the importance of cybersecurity, they also need to pay more attention in training people, because that most of the time is the weakest link in terms of cybersecurity training.
So how then big is the cyber attack or cyber theft market then? I mean, can you put that in rand terms?
No, I don't have the figures right now, but it is huge, because a cyber breach is, if a company is ransomed, they put a ransomware on their systems, those cyber criminals can demand as much as 5 million or more from that company. So I think it's better for companies to put measures in place to make sure they protect themselves from such incidences, rather than paying ransomwares that are high when the cyber criminals encrypt their data.
So I would think, you know, amongst the people listening to us, we would have, you know, bank managers, we would have industrialists, we would have politicians, DGs of companies, but also we'd have entrepreneurs, startup companies, people selling from their spaza shops, all of them using a form of computer to transfer monies, right? What advice, therefore, can you give? I mean, there's a whole range of people here. What advice can you give all of them, from the very top, the mature companies, to the startups?
Yeah, I think we all need to learn and take steps. For example, don't use the same password for everything. I know we tend to use something that's easy to remember. So make sure you don't recycle your passwords. Make sure you keep your data safe. You don't plug in USBs that you don't know who gave you the USB or where the USB was plugged before. So it's a matter of being informed and knowing what is what systems that there is. If you are using systems that are connected to the internet, make sure that you do penetration tests on those systems to check if there are any loopholes before the bad guys can do. Because if you check them before, then you can be able to remediate those findings and make sure that your systems are protected.
I tweeted today saying that what do we do? How do we deal with the fact that we get hundreds of emails from banks and from individuals giving us proof of payments via email of monies we've received in the millions of rands? How do we deal with that? I mean, clearly those are fake.
Yeah, true. So banks normally, or financial institutions normally do specify that they will never ask for your personal information on the email or on an SMS. But as much as they do send proof of payments on these platforms, it's important if you receive an email to also look at the email, because sometimes what happens is these cyber criminals create a subdomain that looks exactly like a trusted domain that you normally receive information from or emails from. So it's also important to check. And also, they also make some spelling mistakes there and there. If you can be able to check correctly, you can pick that up. But the most important thing is to make sure that we get the relevant information as to how we can protect ourselves, because most of the breaches or cyber attacks are through phishing. In 2023, 33% of the attacks on organizations were successful, were phishing attacks, where someone sends an email and someone clicks on a link or downloads an attachment, and then the system, that person's machine gets compromised. The next thing you know, an entire organization is compromised.
Yeah, bottom line, cyber attacks are highway robbery and, the information highway, that is. Let's leave it at that. Katleho Ngobeni, penetration tester at Iron Sky. There's